From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting deadly bombing attacks target police in Istanbul, Turkey. Two explosions rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday, with as many as 13 people reported killed and dozens of others injured. Witnesses said that it appeared to be a car bombing and a suicide attack targeting security officers. Officials had not released casualty figures by early Sunday, but local reports said 13 people were killed and 38 others wounded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said a terrorist attack has been carried out against our security forces and our citizens. It has been understood that the explosions after the Beşiktaş-Bursaspor football game aimed to maximize casualties. VOA reporter in Istanbul, Durian Jones, said the nature of the attack, targeting police rather than masses of football fans, indicated it might have been staged by outlaw Kurdish groups that have battled the Turkish government for years.
The fact that this did occur 2 hours after the game, where most of the spectators had left the stadium had been packed with nearly 40,000 people. It was one of the big games of the day. It does appear that the attackers were particularly targeting the police and security forces rather than civilians. And again, this does indicate and will point suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, which has in recent times targeted in particular security forces.
Istanbul has been the scene of several bombings this year, including a June attack at Ataturk Airport that killed more than 40 people. Elsewhere, Islamic State extremists have fought their way into the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra on Saturday after 2 days of intense fighting with government forces. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially in the besieged city of Aleppo. After the meeting, in which they also spoke to opposition leaders, Kerry called on Russia and the Syrian regime to show a little grace in their ongoing operations against the opposition.
The indiscriminate bombing by the regime, which violates international rules of law, of war, in many cases crimes against humanity and war crimes, needs to stop. And those who support it, those in Moscow and elsewhere who have supported it, should do their utmost to bring it to a close.
U.S. and Russian military experts and diplomats are meeting in Geneva to work out the details of the rebels' exit from eastern Aleppo. Meanwhile, Syrian military forces were reported in eastern Aleppo on Saturday, and thousands of displaced persons were reported to be fleeing that area of the city. At least 50 Yemeni soldiers are dead after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base in the city of Aden. Local security officials said the bomber detonated his explosive belt in a crowd of hundreds of soldiers who had lined up to collect their salaries near the entrance of the Solban base on the outskirts of the city. The attack, which was later claimed by the Islamic State terrorist group, left around 70 other soldiers wounded. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson met with President-elect Donald Trump Saturday morning, one day after news accounts said that Tillerson had emerged as the president-elect's top choice for Secretary of State. NBC News, citing two sources close to the search process, reported later Saturday morning that Tillerson is expected to be nominated as Trump's top diplomat. The Trump campaign has not yet confirmed the president-elect's selection for that job. Tillerson oversees operations in more than 50 countries, including Russia. His involvement with Russia, including his personal ties to President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during any Senate confirmation hearings, given Russia's attempts to influence the outcome of November's U.S. presidential election. On Friday, President Barack Obama ordered the U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct a full review of election season cyber attacks, including email hacks that rattled the presidential campaign and raised new concerns about Russia's meddling in U.S. elections. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.